This is Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Good. We're welcoming Joe Lando to PNP Network right now. Joe is the co-executive producer and the star of a show called Higher Ground on Fox Family Channel, and it's a really interesting premise for the show. Who came up with the whole idea for it?
It was a combination of a man named Matthew Hastings and Michael Braverman. Matt Hastings came up with the concept, brought it to Douglas Schwartz, who's the producer of Baywatch, who then brought it to Paramount. And then Michael Braverman came on board. And prior to that, they brought this concept to me, and I said what I wanted out of it and didn't want, and we were looking for a showrunner, and then Braverman came along, who fit perfectly. He created Life Goes On and Chicago Hope and worked on 90210, so it was a perfect fit, we thought. You know, we wanted action, but we wanted really good writing and drama and stories that had something to say, not just fluff.
Well, this is definitely not fluff. There's some heaviness into the show.
You saw the pilot?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Oh, great. Sometimes you talk to people who are interviewing you and they haven't seen it yet, so it's like hard to explain to them.
Well, they sent a screener in. It's a really interesting show. It's about Mount Horizon High, which is it's kind of like an Outward Bound, but
it's
school.
It's a wilderness high school.
Yeah.
Kind of like what we call it, but they're set in the middle of the Pacific Northwest, a town called Agnes.
It gives you a great chance. There's a couple of really interesting dynamics on the show that I really like. It gives you a chance, first of all, to bring in some really interesting characters and the kids that are there, but also your colleagues there, the Hannah, and also I like Sophie myself, and I guess you do too on the show.
Mm-hmm.
they're really, it's a nice cast, and it seems like you're all, the chemistry is right.
Oh yeah, we're on our 18th show right now, but we clicked pretty quick on, and you know, everybody found their characters, and the kids all, they get along great. I mean, some of them live together now, and they've got a great rapport, and some of them are a little more experienced than others, but now it's just like we cast these parts, and they're just perfect fits for everybody, and I think we've got a couple actors who are going to be breaking out of the show next year. And
I think that you're going to see one is Hayden Christensen's going to make it on his own.
Yep. I think so, too.
Yeah.
And,
it's interesting.
I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, although that first episode showcased his talents more than anybody else's, but the other shows come up, and, you know, A.J. Cook is an extremely good actress. Everybody, they're really good.
I remember when I first saw Party of Five telling folks that Neve Campbell was going to be a huge star, and people said, oh, you know, it's just a fluff show and she'll never be anything, but I was right on that one. And this kid seems to have something about him that, you know, just stands right out. He's obviously a good-looking guy and all that, and that probably helps.
But he's got the chops. I mean, I've been doing this for a while, and he comes to work. He's always prepared. He knows his stuff. He knows his character, what's going on. And he has a riot playing that guy. Caden's not really like Scott at all, you know. But it's a really good show, and I'm very proud of it, and I think it looks beautiful. We put all our money up there on the screen.
How'd you end up on Fox Family Channel?
They were the first people who came, the most serious pursuers.
Hmm.
They really want the show. We had a couple other people out there, but, you know, they wanted us the most. I mean, they wrote the biggest check, and they want this to be their flagship show.
It's interesting.
Very important to them.
Yeah, I think it's a great show, and I think it's going to do well on Fox Family. But I thought this might have been a natural for Sunday night on CBS.
Hmm. You know, I don't know.
Of course, you
shied away from it because I was in it, or what the deal was.
Well, of course, you were on CBS for quite a while.
Yeah, for almost 7 years.
Yeah, that's true. Your role as Byron Sully was turned out to be a nice gig for you.
Yeah, it started off as just a little bitty part there, and I was actually the first one cast on Dr. Quinn, but the audience really took to Sully and to the whole show.
Mm.
It just got huge, but I know CBS wanted to change their demographics and change the look of their network, and it ends up to be the right move on their part.
Are you still in touch with anybody from the cast?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty good friends with Orson Bean and William Shockley and a lot of crew members. And my path kept crossing James while I was back in L.A. I was just back there this week, and I just never hooked up with her, but I'm going to give her a call in the next day or two because there's been rumors going around that there'll be another Quinn movie, but I haven't heard.
Hmm. Now, how did you start in showbiz? You're from Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm. I moved out here, or out to L.A. I should say I'm up in Vancouver right now, but moved out to L.A. when I was 18 to become an actor, and I thought if I became a stuntman first, I could get into the business. Well, that didn't work out, and so I kind of just bounced around Los Angeles for a few years, and then I was a chef, and then got a chance to get into a class, and an agent from William Morris saw me, and hooked me up with class and hooked me up with getting some pictures done, and I stayed at William Morris for a while, but being a very young and inexperienced actor, they really couldn't do much for me, so I left there and had a smaller, more little boutique agency that stayed with me for almost 7 years, got me my New York soap gig, and that's where it really all began. I was 1989, and I went to New York. And
was that One Life to Live?
Yeah, One Life to Live.
Yeah. And then you went to Guiding Light from there?
No, and then I went to Quinn. Actually, I did.
Oh, really?
About 265 or 365, I can't remember, episodes of I think it was 365 episodes of One Life to Live. And while I was on that show, they approached me, CBS did, with a pilot development deal. And I left with their blessings at One Life to Live because they had ended the storyline with the woman who played my wife. Left there. And went straight in 2 days later into Quinn. I read the script, loved it. It was the first script they sent to me. And so I said, I'd love to do this. And then they cast everybody else. And Jane was cast like the 11th hour. It was 2 days before shooting, and they still didn't have somebody. And then all of a sudden, boom, Jane fell into it. And everything was just meant to be because, I mean, we couldn't have had a better Dr. Quinn.
Mm.
And I went straight out there. And then that summer that came up, right after Quinn was picked up, Jeff Zagansky, who ran CBS at the time, called me up personally and said, we have this idea, we would like to cross-promote daytime with nighttime, suck some of that core audience that you had from the soaps into our show and vice versa, and then infuse it back into Guiding Light, which takes a hit in the summer in the ratings. And they made me an offer I couldn't refuse, so I went and lived in New York for 6 weeks, and I did 24 episodes of Guiding Light. I finished that and literally came back the next day to L.A. and went back to work on Quinn for another 10 months and then went into a movie of the week. And then, you know, so I worked almost solid for 9 years.
Wow.
Until I got fired. Until the show got canceled.
Right.
And then I took a year off.
Was it scary when that happened?
Well, it was, you know, I understand why men die right after they retire. It's like you've been working so hard all your life. Get into this pattern, it's like, it's not the job, it's not the money, it's just the going someplace, having something to do, feeling like you're needed, you know.
Mm.
All of a sudden, I didn't have that, and I didn't have that structure in my life, and I'd had it for so long. I kind of floundered for about, you know, 2 weeks, and I felt sorry for myself. Oh, I lost my gig, blah, blah, blah. You know, I was kind of expecting it because, man, we had 6 years. That's more than you can ask for, but they weren't as enthusiastic when we went down as they usually were. We usually put shows away for the following year, and this is the first time we had. And so I kind of knew, but it took a little time. And then 2 weeks after I lost my job, my son came into this world. So I had this little baby boy, and I took care of my wife and my son, and all of a sudden, all was forgotten.
Wow.
You know? So for the next year, I stayed at home and played dad. And I had a couple little jobs here and there, but I saw him wake up in the morning, and I saw him go to bed at night, and we spent all day together. And it was a great time. So, again, timing was perfect.
And how old is he now?
He's 19 months old now.
Wow.
He had his first year birthday up here in Vancouver on June 3rd, and it's just been a great time, and this has been a really good experience. I wanted to have some creative control in the next project that I did. That's why I waited for a while. I was trying to get a couple projects of my own off the ground. I had three different things. And they didn't pan out. You know, that's the nature of the business here. And
mm-hmm.
right when the third one kind of tanked, in came Paramount, this offer for Higher Ground. And I, you know, went into this meeting and said, I don't want it to just be an action show about a bunch of kids snowboarding and skiing and, you know, running around and having sex. I don't want it to be like a lot of the shows that I see on TV now. I want it to be something special. I said, I don't want to be like a parent who stands in the background and just, you know, like the Peanuts kids, Peanuts parents, you know, in the background, just throwing out stuff, not having the kids listen. I said, I want to have interaction with the kids. I want us to be all friends and for us to relate to each other. And they agreed. They said, no, we want that here. And we did a lot of research. We went up to Idaho, checked out five of these schools in Idaho, interviewed hundreds of kids. I sat in group therapy with about 20 of these kids for 2.5 hours up in Idaho. And the stories, when we walked out of there, all of us, me, Braverman, Schwartz, Matt Hastings, and a couple of the other writers, we walked out of this thing, group session up in Idaho, and just were blown away. Mm. We're like, we've got something really good here, and we've got some stories we have to tell. And when I told the kids that we were thinking about making a show about a school like that, they all got really excited, these kids in this group, and they said, because they thought it was really important, and they said, please be true, you know, to the spirit of what this is about. And I think we're trying our hardest. You know?
Well, I think it's coming across really well.
And still selling the soap.
Are you filming this in Vancouver?
Yes, sir.
Ah.
Beautiful British Columbia.
We're talking with Joe Lindau. The show is called Higher Ground, and you can see it every Friday night on the Fox Family Channel at 9 o'clock. Check your local listings to find out what channel on your cable the Fox Family Channel is. And Joe, I'm reading here in your bio, I'm just wondering what this means to Hollywood actors when you become one of People Magazine's 50 most beautiful people, which you were in 1993. What is that? Do you take it seriously? Do you get excited about it, or do you just go, oh, it's ridiculous?
Well, you get excited about it because, I mean, it's flattering. It's a great piece of PR, you know?
Yeah.
I wish I would get it again. You don't take it seriously. Obviously, there's far better choices out there, but it's, you know, it's more of a popularity contest that year, and I was kind of around a lot that year. I was more or less a new face, came from the soap, so.
Was Jane one of the 50 most beautiful of that year, too?
No, I don't think she's gotten that.
No?
No. Hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. I think I think you're going to see Hayden or AJ or some of these folks there shortly.
You know, Candace is a beautiful girl. I don't know if the black girl that's on the show.
Yes, she is.
The Lisa
yes.
Bonet look.
Yes.
When she first walked into the room during casting, she just, like, our jaws dropped. It was like, oh. Yeah, we knew that was the character that we wanted to for Catherine. It was like, boom, she was perfect.
Yeah,
Megan,
character.
Who plays Juliet, looks a lot like Liv Tyler to me. And kind of a Sandra Bullock look to her, too, sometimes.
A little bit. You know, Candace is beautiful, but and it's an interesting story, too. She's the daughter of, on the show, her character, Catherine, is the daughter of two white adoptive parents, and it really confuses her. And this is a realistic story. A lot of it happens to a lot of people out there.
Well, every one of those students, the only character that's a combination of a bunch of people is Peter, my character.
Mm-hmm.
All the students, otherwise, are modeled after real-life people.
Mm.
They are somebody that we met while in group up in Idaho or down here or down in Southern California, one of the other schools we went to, or they are children of friends of the writers or, you know, somebody that the writers have known or Michael Braverman has known. And that's what's like Shelby's character. AJ
right.
Cooks.
Right.
She's a young girl whose biological father had sexually abused her, and the mother left the father, married stepfather came into the picture. He repeated the same thing with the young girl to the point where she left home at like 15, went out on the streets, lived in the streets, and then got picked up and ended up into one of these schools.
Hmm.
So, I mean, that's a tragic story. I think Shelby, who's nothing like AJ, or AJ's nothing like Shelby, in real life, a very straight girl. She's a Mormon. It was a real challenge for her to take this part, and she had to talk to her parents about it too, because she didn't want them to be upset by the character she's playing. She's very particular with what she picks, and but I'm glad she did, and I think she's a real fine too. She's wonderful.
That character certainly has a lot of possibilities as well.
Yeah, Candace's character, the girl with the white parents, the adopted girl, she, her story is, her backstory is that she drowned, or her little sister, the daughter of the parents, the biological daughter, drowned with her in a swimming accident, and that girl feels it's her fault. She was responsible for her, and that's what kind of spun her out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the oldest of all the students and the one that will be graduating at the end of the season.
Hmm.
But this show's always been set up so that the students, just like in real life, would rotate in and rotate out. You know, they work through, or they don't necessarily always make it through the program. Parents pull them out, or the kids just drop out. Kids can't make it, or they're able to learn the tools to survive and get their lives back together, regain their dignity, and they graduate out and hopefully go on to have a healthy, productive life.
But in the TV world, I assume if these people are really popular, they'll be brought back either because they're repeating the same thing or because...
No, we won't keep 30-year-old teenagers at our campus.
Well, maybe they could become like Peter in terms of helping out as a, you know, kind of quote-unquote faculty member when they graduate.
Yeah, that's also the reality. I mean, when we went to these schools, a lot of the counselors had been students, either at that school or one like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
They decided that's what they want to do with their life. But I promise you, even if they are the biggest stars around, we'll not keep them because that's just not... You know, we can't keep all of them. And
like Welcome Back, Carter.
Yeah, right. It's not going to stay like that.
Joe Lindau, our guest from Higher Ground. Again, you can check it out every Friday night beginning this week on Fox Family Channel. That's not the Fox Channel, by the way. It's Fox Family. Make sure you get it right on your cable system. And Joe, good luck on the new show. Hope it works out well for you.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for coming by.
That's Life with Mark Snyder. That's Life.
Thanks so much for coming by.